down and away with a slider. One ball and two strikes. Priester early, but seems very in control. Command seems very good with all of his pitches. 1-2 is a chopper foul up the third baseline. And we do it again at a ball and two strikes. And he is working very quickly tonight. He is getting the ball back and he is going. Very good rhythm to what Priester is doing. 1-2 pitch. That is low with a slider. Dingler did not chase, and now it's 2-2. Dingler, right-handed hitter, so a right-on-right matchup here. And the pitch. Fouled down into the dirt. And Dingler just got a piece of that one, stayed alive. He challenged him right down the middle at 94, the sinker. And Dingler didn't square it up. Might have got a piece of Contreras on that foul ball. So taking a little bit of time before climbing back into the box here. Priester looking in. And the 2-2 pitch. Right down the middle. Called third strike. A sinker at 96. And a pair of ortho ASAP strikeouts for Dingler. I should say for Priester, rather. He's got three strikeouts on the evening already. It's been six up and six down against him. We go to the bottom of 2-0 score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Island Resort and Casino's Stay and Play Golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
No score as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Reese Hoskins leads things off for the crew against Jack Flaherty. Brewers made Flaherty work a little bit in that first inning. He threw 19 pitches. Threw that leadoff walk, but couldn't move the runner around at all. And Flaherty's first pitch to Hoskins is a strike on the outside edge of the fastball at 93. And it's 0-1. A one offering is a fly ball left center field. That ball is way back there. Bye-bye baseball. Reese Hoskins with his first of the year. And the Brewers grab a 1-0 lead here in the second inning. Fastball at 91. It was about knee high. Hoskins went down and got it and sent it out just above the bullpen in left center. And the Brewers have their first lead of this series. And that'll get Sal Frelick to the plate. That has to feel good for Reese. Frelick takes low. It's 1-0. $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee for every Brewers home run. Courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Pitch is low to Frelick. It's two balls and no strikes. 2-0 pitch. He is right down the middle, and it's 2-1 on Frelick. 440 feet off the bat of Rhys Hoskins. It sounded like it. It looked like it. 2-1. He is a one hopper inside the bag at first, and it'll get past the first baseman Torkelson all the way into the corner in right field. Frelick's not stopping at second. He's on his way to third, and he's in there with a belly flop slide. Homer triple to start the second inning for the Crew. Sal Frelick on a slider down and in. Hit a hard ground ball just inside the first base bag. Took one hop inside the bag and then was rolling all the way into the corner. And the Brewers with a prime opportunity now with Garrett Mitchell at the plate. Infield is going to be summoned in now for Detroit. Pitch comes into Mitchell, missed inside. It's 1-0. So the solo home run from Hoskins, now the triple from Frelick, and the Brewers trying to have a big inning against Flaherty here in the second. 1-0 pitch. Here's a swing and a miss on a fastball at 93. It's 1-1. Schneider and their professional truck drivers remind you to buckle up whenever you're behind the wheel. It's the law, and it can save your life. One one. Fouled back and out of play. It's 1-2, 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
One ball and two strikes on Mitchell. Flaherty brings home the pitch. And the breaking ball down in the dirt, smothered nicely by Dingler. And the count evens to two balls and two strikes. 1-0 Crew. Frelick is at third. Nobody is out. Mitchell is at the plate. The Tigers have that infield in. Two-two pitch. Up and away. Three balls and two strikes. I'll tell you, I'm a little surprised they have the infield in right now. Nobody out in the second inning. I'm a little surprised by that this early.
It may tell you what A.J. Hinch thinks about the stuff Quinn Priester has tonight.
I think it tells you a lot. I think they've seen what Priester has to offer, and they know the Brewers have a rested bullpen tonight, too. It probably factors into the decision a little bit. 3-2 pitch is a fly ball. This is in shallow left. It's going to push Carpenter back a couple of steps, coming in now to make the catch. Tagging is Frelick. Here's the throw to the plate. Frelick in there safely. Mitchell got it done with a fly ball to left, and the Brewers now lead it 2-0 on the sacrifice from Garrett. That was not a slam dunk in terms of how deep it was hit. Carpenter was able to go back a couple of steps so he could come back in and step into the catch and make the throw, but Frelick gets down the line quickly, and he was able to get in there relatively easy. So now the base is cleared, one away. And here's Joey Ortiz. First offering to Ortiz is a liner just foul at the third baseline, and it's 0-1. Ortiz starting to swing the bat a little bit. 1-for-4 last night, drove in the only run of the game for the Crew. Had a very good road trip. 0-1 is down and away with a slider. It's one ball and one strike. And as we said last night, it's not just about the results, but it's also about the quality of contact. There's two stories there. 1-1 is down and away with a slider. It's two balls and one strike. There's been some hard outs that Ortiz has hit into in the last week plus also. Tells you how he's seeing the baseball, how he feels at the plate right now. Flaherty's 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He went after a curveball down and away, and it's 2-2. Ortiz average sitting at 211. He's still looking for his first home run of 2025. 2-2 pitch is a fly ball into right. This is playable for McKinstry. Coming in into his left underneath of it. Makes the catch for the second out of the inning. think for just a brief moment, McKinstry thought that was the third out. He started to take about three steps in after he caught it and then thought, oh, nope, not yet. Here's Oliver Dunn, the number nine hitter. Dunn 0 for 1 in last night's game, hitting 188 on the year. Flaherty's pitch dropped a slider in there on the low outside corner. It's 0-1. Carpenter in left, Green in center, McKinstry in right. Baez the third baseman. Sweeney at short. Torres at second. Torkelson at first. Dingler does the catching as that changeup missed down in the dirt, and it's 1-1 on Dunn. 2-0 Brewers. Solo home run from Hoskins, a triple from Frelick, and a sack fly from Mitchell. The scoring so far for the Crew. 1-1. That curveball missed away. And it's 2-1 on Dunn. Flaherty about to throw his 40th pitch of this outing. And the 2-1 is fouled out of play. Back behind home plate, it's 2-2. So a 19-pitch first inning for Flaherty. And now a 21-pitch, at least a 22-pitch inning here in the second. 2-2 is rolled foul up the first base line, and we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brewers trying to even the series here tonight. The finale tomorrow afternoon, and then an off day and a well-earned one for the Crew on Thursday. 2-2 pitch, and that missed up and in. Pretty good pitch from Flaherty. He wanted that call. It was deemed inside, maybe a touch up, and now the count is full on Dunn at 3-2. You'd love to get Churio to the plate with Dunn aboard. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. Fastball at 93. Dunn went after it and strikes out. That's the second strikeout for Flaherty, but the Brewers strike for two. They do it on a pair of hits, and they strand nobody as we go to the third. It's 2-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
It is a 2-0 Brewers lead as we head to the third, and here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. Zach McKinstry swings and fouls the first pitch from Quinn Priester. Now to play down the left field line, and the count goes to nothing and one. Six up, six down, with three strikeouts already for Quinn. McKinstry, the number seven hitter. Pitches up and in, 1-1. Journeyman Zach McKinstry, nice start to the season for the Tigers. 275 with a homer and eight driven in. He can play him all over the field defensively. He'll take ball two. Been in right field the first couple of games of the series, has McKinstry. But now working with a lead is Quinn Priester. The 2-1. Outside, it's 3-1. Javi Baez, and then rookie Trey Sweeney to follow McKinstry. Priester looking for a shutdown inning, and it's a bad start for that. He walks McKinstry as the pitch is inside. Five-pitch free pass. First base runner of the night for the Tigers. Quinn walked a couple of Rockies in his Brewers debut last Thursday at Coors Field. Third inning brought to you by Citgo. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going across town, Club Citgo can save you money on every fill-up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Now Javi Baez. He takes one in there for a strike. That was the sinker. Baez thus far having a resurgent season, hitting 289, four driven in. The 0-1 pitch. And on the ground to shortstop, it's a high second bounce played by Ortiz. It's not a double play ball, so he'll just underhand it to Terang at second for a force out. That's all the Brewers will get, no relay thrown. And Baez replaces McKinstry at first base. It's a ground ball you like. With a sinker from Quinn Priester, just not hit hard enough to turn two. And now with one out, that brings up the number nine hitter, Trey Sweeney. Batting left-handed, the pitch rides high, ball one. This is interesting that you got Sweeney in the lineup the night that Jack Flaherty is pitching, because Lane, they were traded for one another last year at the deadline. This is the guy that the Tigers got back from the Dodgers. And he looks like a pretty good one. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss.
Brewers had a version of this spring when Mark Canna was back in camp and Blake Holub was pitching in a spring training game. But this was a little different in a big league regular season game.
A trade appears to have worked out extremely well for Detroit. One on, one out, the 1-1. Up and away on Sweeney. He's hitting 227. A home run and seven driven in. Got into 36 games with Detroit after the trade a season ago. And also played in seven of their playoff games. And of course, then they just went and re-signed Jack Flaherty. 2-1 pitch. Sweeney takes inside corner. Good sinker. He's thrown some good two-seam fastballs in the inning, has Priester. Of course, after that Flaherty deal last year, the Tigers actually got better in the last couple of months and made the playoffs. 2-2 pitch. Fouled back into the screen by Trey Sweeney. It was a former first-round pick. That was by the Yankees. Tigers have won 10 of their last 13 coming into tonight. Game two of the series. There goes the runner. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball hit to second base. Two hops right at Bryce Terang, who's got it and throws. Sweeney is out. But Baez being in motion allows him to advance to second base. Detroit gets a man in scoring position with two away, and that brings up Gleyber Torres at the top of the order. The Brewers trying to snap a three-game skid that began Saturday night in Arizona. Quinn Priester pitching as a Brewer for the first time at American Family Field, holding a 2-0 lead in the third. The pitch is hit in the air into right. Long run for Frelick over towards the line, but he's going to get there. Sal makes the catch. They say it was a fair ball. He was pretty much straddling the chalk as he grabbed it before the sidewall, and Torres out on one pitch. The leadoff walk doesn't hurt Quinn Priester. Man stranded, we go bottom three, 2-0 Milwaukee. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center. Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates. We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Bank. Brewers leading 2-0. Top of the order coming up against Jack Flaherty in the home third. It begins with Jackson Chourio. Overhead wind in the pitch. Curveball down low. 1-0. Chourio walked back leading off the first inning. His first walk of the season. It'll be Terang and Contreras to follow. Now the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the screen. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Three-bagger in the third contest. Tonight's contestant has a chance to have a really big night. Verlin Bostwick from Antigo. The 1-1 coming. Outside and low, 2-1. Verlin wins a Pottawatomie prize package. If a member of the crew hits a triple this inning, visit WTMJ.com to enter. I'm mentioning Verlin's got a chance at a big night, and that's foreshadowing. You're going to have to stay tuned. 2-1 pitch. Chopped very softly to third on an easy hop played by Javi Baez, who's playing in. And he makes an easy throw across in time to retire Jackson Chourio. You like that foreshadowing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not giving anything away.
Okay.
But remember the name, Lane. Here's Terang, who grounded into a fielder's choice his first time.
So you're calling your shot.
Nope. I'm referring to something else.
Oh, okay.
First pitch. Outside on Terang, ball one. That's all you get.
And I don't know about this.
You do not.
Yeah. Like usual, left out.
1-0 pitch. Called a strike. Came through the back door, did Flaherty with a slider. 1-1. Bryce Terang, fifth in the National League in batting average. How about that? 1-1 pitch. Outside, the curveball, it's 2-1. Then Pat Murphy reshuffled the top of his order tonight. Bryce Terang batting second. First time all year, second time ever he's done that. 2-1 pitch, chopped very softly. May have hit him in the leg. It goes towards Contreras in the on-deck circle. 2-2. This inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. Catcher went out for a brief visit, maybe to give Terang a little time to recover. One out, and now the 2-2. Lifted foul off the hands and into the netting over the third base dugout. Talked about it earlier. This is the 19th start that Flaherty's made in his career against the Brewers. So much of that, of course, with St. Louis. 2-2 pitch, down and in. Their curveball almost hit Bryce in the back foot. Full count. Numbers aren't all that great. Lane was mentioning that. His career ERA is over 4.5 against Milwaukee. He's only beaten him four times. One out, 3-2. Line drive towards short, diving catch, Trey Sweeney on the backhand, flat out robbery of Terang. Oh, baby, what a catch, laying out. That had hit written all over it off of Bryce's bat.
I was getting ready to write down hit in my book. That's how sure I was that Sweeney wasn't going to catch that ball.
Trey Sweeney robbing Terang, so two out, 2-0 Brewers, and here's William Contreras in the bottom of the third. Flaherty's pitch, swing and a miss. Last year, Flaherty did make a start against the Brewers, but it was after he got traded to the Dodgers, the 15th of August here. And Contreras hit a home run against him. He swings and pops a foul into the seats. So here he's behind 0-2. After flying out back in the first, William will have to try to battle from behind in the count. Chorio and Contreras each homered off of Flaherty last August here. Overhead wide up 0-2 pitch. Down low on a curve in the dirt. Flaherty coming back to Detroit on a 2-year free agent deal. Getting paid pretty well to do so. 1-2 pitch. Down and away. 2-2. Told you how the trade appeared to work out very well for Detroit when he went to the Dodgers. It also worked out well for Jack Flaherty. He won a World Series and started a lot of big games in the playoffs for the Dodgers last October. 2-2. Lifted foul right side again by Contreras out of play.
Now, I don't know that the Dodgers maybe get to the World Series without Jack Flaherty last year, right? Like, he was a huge part of that rotation. They had so many injuries that they were dealing with.
He made two starts in the World Series. 2-2. Low. That was very close. Good fastball. A hair below the knees. Full count. Five total playoff starts for the Dodgers in their World Series run last October. 3-2 coming. Line drive, base hit. Through the right side, William Contreras. He smacked that ball hard between first and second base. McKinstry throws it in. It's a two-out single for the Brewers.
9-game hitting streak now for Contreras. It's amazing what a week can do, right? When the Brewers left last homestand to go out on the road to Colorado, I think your biggest concern was, man, Contreras just doesn't look quite right at the plate. Well, he starts seeing some success. He starts seeing some results, and he looks just like William Contreras now.
And now Christian Yelich takes the curveball outside, ball one.
It's basically a matter of a week, and you can feel so much different.
You're not kidding. Hitting everything hard. Contreras at first, two out, 2-0 Brewers. The 1-0 to Yelich. Hit on the ground to short very weakly. Played there by Sweeney. He'll take it to the bag himself in time to retire Contreras. But a fielder's choice grounder ends the inning. Each team strands one in the third. It's still 2-0 Milwaukee after three on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or a Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
On to the fourth. Quinn Priester working on a 2-0 shutout through three. Carbless is a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready to drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more. It's going to be the 2, 3, and 4 portion of the Detroit order against Quinn. Kerry Carpenter, Riley Green, and Spencer Torkelson. Carpenter grounded hard to short. Back in the first. Left-handed hitter takes a strike. The sinker paints the bottom of the zone. He has had a great two-seam fastball working. Only base runner was a leadoff walk last inning. The 0-1. Grounded softly foul up the first baseline. It's nothing in two. Fourth-year Tiger Kerry Carpenter. Big part of their playoff run last year. 0-2 pitch down and in. That's ball one. He's got some good pop. It is fifth home run already of the season. Here last night did Kerry Carpenter. He'll use his timeout before the 1-2 pitch. Strive around the league, brought to you by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. First the 1-2, down low. Checked his swing on a curveball that bounced in 2-2. Cincinnati Reds have just scored 4 runs to take a 6-4 lead over the Mariners. That's in the bottom of the fifth at Great American Ballpark. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Slider down and in. That fooled Carpenter, who swings over the top. That's the fourth strikeout for Quinn Priester. One gone. Ortho ASAP. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. This is dazzling stuff from Priester. Here's Riley Green. He takes outside ball one. The Reds have trailed a couple of different times in that game to the Mariners in that series opener, but a 4 spot in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch is just a little bit low on a changeup. 2-0 on Riley Green. He struck out to end the first. Reds playing good baseball. They just got a bunch of guys back from injury, too. Green lifts one in a left, carrying back Churio with a play, though, right on the edge of the warning track near the line, and Churio makes the catch. Opposite field bid by the left-handed hitting Riley Green. Couldn't quite get it far enough on a 2-0 pitch. It's two out in the fourth for Priester. 2-0 Brewers. And here comes the dangerous Spencer Torkelson. Struck out back in the second. First pitch, outside, ball one. Cincinnati Reds activated. How about this? Austin Hayes, Matt McClain, and Alexis Diaz all coming back off the IL. Outside corner, that's a strike. Another sinking fastball there. That's been the bread and butter pitch. 1-1 to Torkelson, low and away, 2-1. Sinkers and sliders, that's the order of business for the majority of Quinn Priester's pitches here tonight. It's the best part of his arsenal. 2-1 pitch, popped up, shallow right field. In for the Brewers comes Frelick. He is there, reaching up, a shallow fly out by Torkelson. Gives Quinn Priester another 1-2-3 inning. He has retired 12 of the 13 Tigers he's faced. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Introducing the newest carbless flavor,
Mango Vodka. Flavored with the essence of the ripest, freshest mangoes, Carbless Mango Vodka will transport your taste buds to a sunny beach getaway. New flavor, still the same carbless crafted cocktails with zero carbs, zero sugars, and only 100 calories. Enjoy a refreshing vodka cocktail without the guilt. 4 packs of the new Carbless Mango Vodka cocktail are available in stores near you. Find your bliss today at drinkcarbless.com and escape with every sip.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
Everyone is talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com.
Reese Hoskins to begin the bottom of the fourth against Jack Flaherty. He swings and misses. That was a slider. It's nothing and one. Reese opened the scoring when he led off two innings ago and hit his first home run of the season. About 440 feet, he blasted it. 0-1 pitch. Popped foul coming back over the screen. Nothing and two. Fastball from Flaherty. It'll be Frelick and Mitchell to follow. That tonight, 5, 6, and 7 on the lineup card. Flaherty into his windup. Now the 0-2. Hit on the ground towards third, but fouled by a few feet. Everybody wearing the number 42 on the back of his jersey tonight. All of these players and coaches. Jackie Robinson Day being observed throughout Major League Baseball. We do it every 15th of April. 0-2 pitch down low. Laid off the curveball, did Reese, and that's ball one. First time that all uniformed personnel wore number 42 on this day. You have to go back 2009. It's a great tradition that Major League Baseball has started. Flaherty's 1-2. Down in the dirt. Another curveball that Reese didn't fish after, and it's 2-2. The significance of the date, April 15th, that was the day in 1947 that Jackie made his Major League debut at Ebbets Field for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Leading off bottom 4-2-2. Swing and a miss. Well, he kept throwing that curveball to Flaherty and finally got a swing. It was a nasty pitch. That's the third punch out for Flaherty. He gets a measure of revenge against Hoskins. Here comes Frelick.
Yeah, it's very fitting tribute, obviously, to Jackie and what he's meant to this game.
Frelick tripled and scored in the second, and he'll take outside corner, a backdoor slider for a strike.
But Josh, I think more than the tribute in what it symbolizes, I think it's great because it forces us to have the conversation every April 15th.
Totally agree. That's the biggest byproduct of it, as Frelick fouls it back over the screen. There are new generations that are not educated enough about the impact that Jackie Robinson had not only on our society. 0-2 pitch up and in, not only on the sport of baseball, but on America as a whole.
Absolutely. So much more than just baseball in terms of what it meant.
One out, the 1-2, taking low, 2-2.
And I think it's great that you have young players, 21, 22 year old players in some cases, wearing the number 42 across Major League Baseball over the years. You know, there aren't a lot of 21-year-olds in the big leagues.
2-2, check swing, roller behind the bag at first. It was played nicely by Torkelson, and he'll feed Flaherty in time to beat Frelick for the outs. That was a strange swing, but actually Sal ended up hitting it pretty hard behind first base. He's retired 3-1. There were two outs.
And it forces those young players to ask questions about Jackie and his legacy and his career. And the more that happens, the better we're going to be moving forward. I mean, you can't learn enough about Jackie Robinson. I always loved when we used to go to L.A. and we'd stay in Pasadena going down to the Rose Bowl and seeing his statue there.
UCLA great. That sets me up perfectly to introduce Garrett Mitchell, the next batter, who fouls it off the catcher. Actually hit it off the umpire, beg your pardon, went over Dingler and then hit Scott Barry, our home plate umpire.
Yeah, UCLA's baseball stadium, it's pretty modest. It's not a very big stadium. It's Jackie Robinson Stadium. I've been there in the past and seen baseball there as well.
0-1 pitches outside, 1-1. Two out, nobody aboard. It's 2-0 Brewers in the home fourth. Jackie grew up in Los Angeles. Overhead windup, Flaherty, the 1-1 is outside. It's 2-1. You think about everything that Jackie Robinson had to overcome to become the man that broke the color barrier.
Yeah, to even be in the position to do so, right?
2-1 pitch. Hit hard and deep. Right center field. It's going to be over the head of Riley Green. It hits about 2 inches below the fence, and it stays in play, or below getting over the fence. And it's a double for Garrett Mitchell. Oh, he slugged that baby into the gap in right center field. And it, oh, by a matter of a whisker or two, missed being a home run for Garrett. Would have been his first of the year. As it is, it's a two-out double. And it brings up Joey Ortiz.
It hit the yellow line. That's where it hit, right on the yellow padding.
It's a great swing. He had hit a sac fly his first time. And that brings up Ortiz. Two-out RBI opportunity in the fourth. Pitches down and away from Flaherty. That means that $75 just got donated to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. Ortiz flew to right back in the second. Brewers trying to add on to a 2-0 fourth inning lead. Flaherty ready in the 1-0. Called a strike with a slider on the low outside corner. Jackie Robinson actually played a year in Montreal in the minor leagues before he got called up and made his debut in 1947 with Brooklyn. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Ortiz. 1-2. And that was after, of course, he had played in the Negro Leagues. He had served admirably in the Army during World War II. After his time at UCLA. Flaherty's 1-2 pitch. Poked in back of second. Shallow into center. Green is coming on fast, but he won't get there. It's a base hit. Around third, Garrett Mitchell. No throw home. It's an RBI single. A little bleeder put into a perfect spot by Joey Ortiz. The Brewers lead it 3-0 in the fourth inning. Really nice piece of two-strike hitting there by Ortiz. That was a curveball. It was at his ankles.
Just kind of threw the head at it and flipped it into right center.
So he's had an RBI hit in each of the first two games of this series, says Joey. Remember, in the ninth inning last night, the issue had already been decided. It was 9-0, but Joey got the knock that averted the shutout. Now a big one tonight. Here comes Oliver Dunn. Joey was checked on with a pickoff. First pitch is fouled out of play by Oliver Dunn.
Josh, we went to Montreal for an exhibition series in 2019 with the Toronto Blue Jays. That's when all the core of that Blue Jays team now were just pups. They were just prospects coming up. They weren't even, none of those kids like Vlad or Bichette had made their debuts yet, but they were all in that series. It was fun. But there's a great mural to Jackie Robinson in Montreal that you can go check out because of his history there too, the Montreal Royals.
Yeah, and he became beloved that year, 1946. Dunn bluffs a bunt, pulls back, takes a strike. It's nothing in two. But the reason Branch Rickey decided to send him to Montreal before the major leagues, they thought that up in Canada it might be a little easier for him. But you look back and you read about the stories he went through, even in that year in the minor leagues. Man, how hard it was. Pitches low, 1-2, and the insults, the tumult that Jackie had to endure even before he ever made that debut, April 15th, 1947.
And not just hearing it, right? Like you say, endure. Not just hearing it, having to be able to hear it and not respond to it and to just kind of bury it somewhere and keep moving forward.
Throw to first, close, but Ortiz is safe on a dive, and now you've got Flaherty out of disengagements.
So to put it in perspective. Next time you're driving in a car and somebody cuts you off, don't say anything. Try not to say anything. See how hard that is.
Yep.
Jackie had to do that 80 times a day with people, maybe more than that, with people yelling slurs and insults at him.
1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Curveball strikes out done, and that'll retire the side. Not only you can't yell at the other driver, you can't beep your horn, you can't
react to it at all.
No.
And I don't. Trust me, I never react on that road.
Oh, really?
No, yeah, never.
Brewers get a two-out run, a double by Mitchell, and an RBI knock by Ortiz. They lead 3-0 after four on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think. When you do it yourself, you save. Get free estimates using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our VacPack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
It's now 3-0 for the Brewers. Quinn Priester back to work in the fifth, and so too is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much. Josh Colt Keith takes the first pitch strike from Priester, and Priester misses away with a changeup on the second pitch of the at-bat. It's one ball and one strike on Colt Keith. Keith, Dingler, and then McKinstry scheduled to hit against Priester here in the fifth. Takes a strike on a cut fastball in the back door, and it's 1-2. Now we're talking about Jackie Robinson and this being such a special night for baseball to honor the legacy, and what a legacy it is, of Jackie Robinson. Changed the game for the better forever. Swung on and fouled back into the net. One ball and two strikes on Keith. And of course, look, we had the unbelievable pleasure to be partners with Bob Uecker for years and years in this booth. And we're hurting because we lost our friend. Pitches down and away, two balls and two strikes. But on a night like tonight, when you're talking about the legacy of Jackie Robinson, it makes you think about so many of Uke's great stories that he had, and the people he came in contact with. 2-2 is a check swing on a pitch that missed low. They appealed to 30, didn't go. That was a slider down low, and the count is full. Three balls and two strikes here on Keith. Keith is 0-for-1 tonight, a ground out in his first at bat, and he'll walk in his second trip to the plate. So a leadoff walk issued by Priester. He did that in the third inning as well and worked around it. So Keith is aboard, and now here's Dingler. You didn't have a ton of Jackie Robinson stories, of course, but he had a encyclopedia of Henry Aaron stories. And while Henry didn't break the color barrier, in many ways, he took the baton from Jackie and really ran the next lap, chasing the home run record, eventually eclipsing it, doing it in the South, frankly, as well. And the stories that Uke would share with us about the things that Henry endured all those years later. Pitch to Dingler is fouled back behind home plate, and it's 0-1. Some of them were
shocking and really incredible to hear firsthand accounts of the things that Henry had to deal with. And a lot of it has been documented. You can go research it yourself. 0-1 is fouled back into the net. And it's 0-2 on Dylan Dingler. But Uke had a front row seat for that. And he was extremely close with Henry. They were great friends up until Henry passed a couple of years ago. I remember how hard that was on Uke. Tossed to first and back in time is Keith. And my first year with the Brewers, late in the season, I'm here in this very booth. Jeff Levering is here with me, and we're talking. 0-2 to Dingler is rolled foul over near the Tigers on deck circle. It stays at 0-2. And we hear Jeffer Grinney. Come here, I want to introduce you to someone. And we walk to the back of the booth, and at the door is Henry Aaron. O-2 pitch to Dingler as Priester working out of the stretch here. Brings it home, and he missed low, 1-2. I remember shaking. Shook his hand in a little, a few moments later, but literally shaking as I walked back there. Couldn't believe Henry Aaron was real. 1-2 is fouled out of play, first base side. I don't think, Josh, in my life, I've ever been as starstruck as I was the night that you introduced Jeff and myself to Henry Aaron. I was speechless.
And appropriately so.
Keith gets a lead from first. And a 1-2 pitch is a fly ball deep center field. Mitchell back on it at the warning track. One step in front of the wall makes the catch. Sounded pretty good off the bat. Hit to one of the deeper parts of the park. And Mitchell covers ground out there as well as anybody. He got back there and even had time to camp underneath of it and make the catch. And Keith has to go back to first. So a long fly ball out off the bat of Dylan Dingler. And now here's Zach McKinstry. That's about as hard, as far as you can hit a ball in this ballpark and not have it at least bang up against the wall. Died just shy of the wall. Pitch to McKinstry is outside. It's 1-0.
When you're talking about guys like Jackie Robinson and Henry Aaron, you're not just talking about two of the all-time baseball greats. You're talking about two American greats.
Royalty.
Right, really?
I mean royalty.
What they did for our society.
The 1-0 pitch to McKinstry is high. It's two balls and no strikes.
And you and I will never, ever be able to understand all that they went through.
I think that's the point. No matter how much we tried, we could read as much as we wanted. We could hear as many stories as we wanted. We would never know the pain that they kept locked away somewhere for the betterment of their own people, frankly, to help advance themselves in society. As McKinstry takes a strike, it's 2-1. They were saints. They really were. 2-1 is hit foul down the left field line and out of play. Two balls and two strikes on McKinstry. And I don't know any other way to say it other than royalty with those two gentlemen. And again, it's Jackie Robinson Day, but it makes you think about those that came after and the opportunities they got, like Henry Aaron. Henry Aaron doesn't have 715 without Jackie Robinson first, right? 2-2 pitch is bounced foul at the plate, and it stays at 2-2.
I thought Pat Murphy, in speaking about Jackie Robinson Day earlier, put it best when he said, I don't want to ever be involved in a sport that excluded
anyone, right?
And that's what Pat said, and he's dead on.
2-2 pitch is low, and it goes full on McKinstry. Three balls and two strikes.
And that's what changed on this day in 1947. Then all of a sudden you really had the true national pastime.
Yeah. 3-2 here on McKinstry. Priester at 74 pitches. There goes the runner. The pitch is high. He walked him. So Keith the second on the walk, and McKinstry goes to first. That is the third walk of the night for Priester. Now a little bit of trouble here. There is one out, so ground ball could get you out of it. You're facing the bottom of the order. Javi Baez coming to the plate now, and he gets a few boos as he's introduced. Some people still holding on to the Cubs days for Javi. As he turns, and he's going to use his timeout, it would appear already, as he gets into the box. So a little bit of traffic to navigate now for Priester, who's pitched well so far tonight. The pitch is lined into left. Coming in is Cherio. He'll make the catch. Both runners retreat back to their bags. And there's two away. That's about as well as anybody's hit a ball against Priester tonight. There's been a couple of hard hit balls in this inning. You had the Dingler fly ball to center. That line out to left. But the Tigers still looking for their first hit in this game. As Jared Koenig starting to get loose in that Brewers bullpen. And Chris Hook is out for a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound. They have dozens of sports betting kiosks, massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. So Chris Hook back into the dugout. And now you face Trey Sweeney, the number 9 hitter. He was hitting 222. He's 0 for 1 tonight. He grounded out to Terang back in the third inning. 3-0 crew. But the Tigers have two on and two outs. Priester brings home the pitch. And a check swing on a curveball that missed just a touch low. And it's 1-0. Three runs on 5 hits for the crew. No runs on no hits so far against Priester for the Tigers. 1-0 pitch is ground ball foul into the Brewers dugout first base side. And it's 1-1 on Sweeney. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Priester again looks in, and the 1-1. That is a strike at the knees. Perfect pitch. Sinker at the very bottom of the strike zone at 93. And it's now 1-2 on Sweeney. Keith is at second. McKinstry's at first for the Tigers. The 1-2 pitch. And he just missed. Boy, Scott Berry looked like he wanted to ring him up. He kind of stood up for a second, thought about it, then called it a ball. It missed, but it did not miss by much. Priester, the 2-2 pitch. Chopper on the left side. Charging is done. Fields throws to first. Low dug out by Hoskins. And the inning is over. Another zero on the board from Quinn Priester. Tigers without a hit as we go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 3-0 crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
PMJ.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Flaherty at 86 pitches. A 3-0 Brewers lead, and Jackson Churio leading things off for the crew. Flaherty's first pitch is up and in with a fastball at 92, and it's 1-0. There is action in that bullpen for Detroit. Pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. On Jackson Churio. 1-1 is in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. This is where Jackie Robinson Day gets a little difficult, though. When you look out in the bullpen, there's two lefties in the Tigers' pen, and they're both wearing number 42.